Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 319. We're finishing off some in Tofrei Tzadi Gimel before getting to the real mitzvahs of the Yom and Tofrei Tzadi Dalet. Here we go, Siv Dalet. Motzi and Sefer Torah, we're talking about the tefillos of Purim. We've talked about Alanisim, Halil, and now we get to the special kriya that we have on Yom Kippur, on Purim. Motzi and Sefer Torah, according to Parshas Yavo Amalek. We take out the Sefer Torah and we read the Parsha of Yavo Amalek. Now the Gemara Megillah discusses in general in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, you need 10 psukim in order to have a Kriyas HaTorah. A Kriyas HaTorah without 10 psukim is not a real Kriya. Except, says the Gemara, if it's Mesalik Inyona. If the end of that Inyon you're reading about ends after 9 psukim, then it's okay. Okay, so a 9 pasuk Kriyas HaTorah that you could have, that means you split up the Liyas 3, 3, and 3. Generally, we have 10 psukim, one of the Liyas gets at least 4. And that's generally how we have Kriyas HaTorah Monday, Thursday, and Mincha and Shabbos. The Gemara tells us though, if it's Misalik Inyon, if it ends the Inyon, you're allowed to have a 9 pasuk Kriyas HaTorah. The Gemara says, and the only example we have of this is the Kriyas HaTorah on Purim, where Vayavo Amalek Ad Midor Dor is 9 psukim. Okay, and therefore, we pass and you can do 9 psukim. Now, there's a machlokas, so in the Rishonim, though, even though you read nine psukim, do you kofa one of the psukim? Do you read one of the psukim twice in order that you get to 10 psukim? Or you just read the 9 psukim? Das mechaber is like the shitas that hold the FLP says the mechaber. Shem ba ela 10 psukim. Koflin pasuk acharon kedei la'ashim la'asar psukim. You go over the last pasuk again. You need 10 psukim. Over here it ends at 9, so the ninth pasuk you read twice. You read twice in order to get to Tem Sukim. That's the Shita of the Mechaber. Paskin Zeromav Eina Minag Lichpol Pasuk Acharon Shel HaParsha. Our Minag is not to do this. We do not repeat the last Pasuk of the Parsha at all. Vikorin Pasuk Acharon Shel HaParsha. That's the Minag amongst the Ashkenazim. We only read those 9 Sukim and that's it. This is the one example where we only have a 9 Pasuk Kriyas HaTorah. That's Halach Lemais. Then says the Mechaber, the Korin Megillah, the Akharkach Seder Kedusha. Obviously, we're talking about the Kriya of the daytime where you're going to have Kriyas HaTorah. After Kriyas HaTorah, you read the Megillah, and then you go after. Seder Kedusha. V'chuli. There is a sheet of the Tosfos brought down in Bir Halacha over here, Dinas Motzi and Sefer Torah, that just like we have by the Haftorah, the person who does Hagbah, he holds the Sefer Torah during the Haftorah, so too says Tosfos, the same thing by Kriyas Megillah. You hold the Sefer Torah and you read Kriyas Megillah while the person's holding the Sefer Torah, and then only after your master the Sefer Torah. Though the Bir Halacha brings down a slew of Achronim who disagree, and that's the Minhag Olam is not to do it that way. We return the Sefer Torah first, and then we have Kriyas Megillah, that's how we go ahead and do. Adds the Rama over here, Kishiyesh Mila B'Purim. If you have Bris Mila on Purim, when do you do it? Mal Natino Kodem Kriyas Megillah. You first do Bris Mila, and then you do Kriyas Megillah. Similarly, like we saw by Tfilin, by Yikar Elu Tfilin, so too Bris Mila. You do Ma'isa Ora, V'Simcha V'Sason, Zuz Mila. Okay, so therefore, we have mentioned Bris Mila also in Kriyas Megillah, and that's why it says over here in Sivkot and Yabez Malatin Akodim, Asmachta Lezeh, Dichti Layutim Aysa Ora, Visimcha, Visason, Visason, Rimarameh Zalamila, that's Rimarameh Zalamila. However, Achrom say, why are you doing it then before? Why are you doing Bris Megillah before? After Kriyas Megillah. Says the Achrom, V'aprichadash Katav Diakdim Kriyas Megillah. First we do Kriyas Megillah, V'chimash V'biragra, B'dimitam El Ramazah, D'imitam in this Ramah, and they say, if there's Bris Megillah, you first read Kriyas Megillah, and then you go ahead and do Bris Megillah. Okay? So that is how we paskin Allah L'mais, and that is the Minhag Olam. If there's a Bris, you do it after Kriyas Megillah. Simin Tov Reish Tzadi Dalet, we now get into the main mitzvahs of the day, and we start with the mitzvah Matonos Le'Avyonim, Din Maus Purim La'anim. Chayev kol adam liten lefachot shtei matonos l'shnei aninim. As opposed to mishloach manos, which is to two things to one person. This is two things to two persons. I mean, you take two amounts of money, you split it in half, give one to one ani and one to the other ani. Okay, so you need to find two aniim to give to. That's how you're mekayim the mitzvah of matanos levyon. Then the Ramah just adds over here, Yesh Amrim Shesh Litain, Kodim Purim. Oh, sorry, we're going back to the Shekel, as the Shem will probably only get to next time. Let's a little bit see all the dinim in terms of Hilchos Matanos Avion. Number one. Number one, the Mishnah Berurah says over here, Sivkat and Aleph, Kol Adam Bein Ish Ubein Isha, whether a man or whether a woman is chayiv in matanos l'avyonim. Therefore, Shomazam and other posts can point out, someone who has a wife, she also has to give matanos l'avyonim. Either the husband has to give an extra portion on behalf of his wife, and you get there, or he has to give his wife a portion of money that she can give her own matanos l'avyonim. A woman also has to make chayiv the mitzvahs of the day. They're also chayiv the mitzvahs of the day, and therefore they have to make chayiv that day. Hemshech of the Mishnah Berurah, Vafilu ani amid parnis minat zdoka, das kama achron yitzarech latet, mimashin asnulo. There are those who hold that even an ani who parnis minat zdoka is going to get himself matanos l'avyonim, he also has to give matanos l'avyonim. Okay? There's also going to be a din. Okay? So therefore, sometimes an aniyim can be trade with each other. One can give one to one ani, and ani can give to another ani, but the aniyim also are chayim in matanos l'avyonim of the day. Comes Alicha Shlomo, Rishoma Zaman, according to your test, in Alicha Shlomo, he says, it is appropriate not to eat anything until you're Mekayim your mitzvahs of the day. Okay, until you're Mekayim your mitzvahs of the day, obviously except for Sudas Purim, that itself is eating, but Matanos Avyonim, Mishloach Manos on a regular year. This year, Matanos Avyonim for Anshe Yerushalayim is not gonna fall out, it's gonna fall, and you tell you Mekayim, before you do anything else in your day, you should Mekayim your din of Matanos Avyonim on Friday morning. And same thing, Mishloach Manos, you should be kind of your dicker din of Mishloach Manos on Sunday morning. Okay, you should not go ahead and eat before you go ahead and be kind of mitzvah. Afraid you're going to get stuck doing other things and you're not going to come to be kind of your din. Now, what is considered an ani? What's the getter of an ani that you're mekayim mitzvah besides for the din we'll see later on? Kol haposhet yod yad. No, nimlo is a din that anyone who puts out his hand in Purim, there's an inyan to give, but they give them, but still, you have to mekayim your din, you have to give to, a vadayani. What is the getter of an ani? Rosh Hashanah, once again, Alicha Shlomo, Yotaz Chaf writes that someone who does not have, the bare necessities, okay, someone who cannot afford the bare necessities, that's thing. Someone can't afford heat in his house, food on the table for him and his children, okay, not just bread and water, regular foods that they could eat. That's considered an ani that is gonna be chashiv ka'avyon. They can go ahead and give sukkah. So l'chora, now most people give to these organizations who give out. That's generally good. They look into the ani and to make sure that people are appropriately getting. Therefore, you give to the organization and they go ahead and give out. You're definitely mekayim your mitzvah with that as long as you're going to give enough. So what's enough? How much do you have to mekayim to give in order to mekayim atanos avyonim? So you look and see, Katan Bey's over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Says over here, Rashai Litein Machal Omos. Number one, you could give food or money. The Prima God says, I never found exactly what is the sheer of how much one has to give. You can give food, you can give money, but I don't know how much to give. Okay, that's what the Prima God says. The Chafetz Chaim says, I found the Chedushi Aritva Kotav, he brings the Chedushi Aritva, Afilu Shtei Prutos. Even Shtei Prutos, the Sheva Prutos, Chashuv Matana, each onion gets a Sheva Pruta, and you're Mekayim, you're Din. I have a little bit Pachos. Not less than that. Okay? Come back to the Ritva for 1 second. This point, Ali has said before, Imehechli, Sudasim, Shalchavero, Yotzi, Yedei Matanos. If you go ahead and switch two Aniyim who switch their Sudas with each other, he could be Yotzi, his Din. Valkane Aniyim, Nifanis, Vinastaka, Yitain, Shtei Matanos, Shtei Avyonim, Yachstroim, Yitnulo. He gives him and he can give back to him and their Mekayim, their Din. Now, in terms of this Ritva, the Ritva says, Shtei Putos, that means he could be Kain your Mitzvah with just a few agarot, and you're gonna go ahead and be yotzir mitzvah matanos avyonim. But if you look in the Pisrei Tshuvos, over here in Sivkat and Vav, he brings down that many poskim disagree with this, and they hold that you have to give the amount that's enough for a suda. You have to give each ani an amount for a suda, because really, it's to make sure that everyone, all even the aniim, have enough for sudas pura. So you have to mechashb in your head. How much does it cost for a suda? It doesn't have to be a suda at the hotel. But it has to be enough that they could buy a suda. I know over here the Rosh Yeshiva always says that everyone should give at least $18. That means $9 each, which is a nice idea of $9 for a suda. That's mistaber, a little bit less. Probably someone's yotzi the mitzvah, but it should be a nice amount that someone's goes ahead and make sure that the aniyim get at least the amount of a suda in order to mekayin the din. So it would have to be at least $18. The two aniyim are going to get about that money. That's a be'erach shir, exactly what the shir is. It's hard to give an exact amount, but that is lechora going to be good enough. Now, Elika Shlomo also brings down that one could give a check. One could give a check, and you also give a payment on a credit card that also works for Matanos L'Avyonim. Okay?
Now,
even though you're mekayim the din, according to the Ritvim with a couple prutas, and you're mekayim the din, according to this other post, we give the bare minimum of a suda to two different aniyim, writes the Mishnah Berurah, quoting the famous Rambam over here, look inside, see, called in Gimel. Shtei matanos, he says, zemedina. Alva be'emes. Mutav laharbos matanos lavyonim, mi laharbos besudos, mishloach manos l'riyach. Many people don't know this. They make these big fancy sudas, and they pay the fanciest bottle of wine. And they give all these mishloach manas, and they said hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars of mishloach manas to make sure they get the fanciest ones in there, and the nice ones. Everyone's talking about the mishloach manas. That's incorrect. They're supposed to be spending money. Goes to matanos levyonim. That's nicker. She'ein simcha gedola mufuara. El sameach leiv aniyim yatomim almanos. Because there's no greater sinful in the world and a more beautiful thing to bring simcha to aniyim yisomim v'almanos. V'doma l'shchina. And that makes you doma to a Kaddish Baruch Hu in Shechina. Shenamer lach yos ruach shfalim v'liachozeim nei nikoi. Because what does the Kaddish Baruch Hu do? The Kaddish Baruch Hu brings up the lowly people, and therefore so to aware are people who are downtrodden, people who don't have. And you go out and give them, that is the greatest simcha that one could do. And therefore, once again, you have a set amount of money you have in your Purim stash, spend the money on Matanos Levyonim, and do the bare minimum for Mishloach Manos. And that's the opposite, that's what one is supposed to do. Okay? That's in terms of that. Okay? Now, are you allowed to use Meiser Ksafim for this? Can you use your Meiser Ksafim? Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Hemshech. Vinei, Hashtei Matanos, the two Matanos that you can get to two Aniyim, the bare minimum. Let's say it's this $18. That has to come from your own money, not from Meiser Ksafim. Okay? If you want to add more now, that you can give from Meiser, because that already Mekayim, you're a maker to din, then you're allowed to go ahead and give Meiser. Okay, just to point out, in din of Meiser, it's important thing to know, just in general. Over here, he quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Morin Rabbeinu Rav Nevin Zaldim Rav Asa Meiser, the second line down. Admor zal sover shenesina meiser ksafim urak mitzad a minim. People think that it's not a lacha, it's a minim. It's a very strong minim to give meiser ksafim. It's a very important minim, but it's a minim. Veinu chova mitzad a din. Lachain tov shalifnei nesina b'vam rishona. Before you start giving meiser, once again, yomer sheosa came bli nether, that he's doing something bli nether. So if you haven't gotten jobs, as soon as you start getting summer jobs, you start to be mafresh meiser ksafim, you should say, I'm doing this bli nether, I'm kind of this important minug, I'm bli nether, but it's not echiyuv mi ikar didina. Okay? Fine. Now says the bir halach over here. Dibur amasa lishnei aniyam, very important. V'lo yitain lahem kodem purim, you should not give to the aniyam before purim. Dilma achliu kodem purim, because we're going to use the money before purim. Therefore, to give matanos levyonim beforehand, that's no good. That's no good. Furthermore, in a regular year, a yedalinik who gives to tezvah yedal, that's also no good. No good. Because you have to give to an aniyam to use bo bayom on your purim. Therefore, someone who's mukavas choma has to give to an ani mukavas choma. Someone who's prozim, he has to give to a ani that is a boris. Now, you could give to these organizations that collect money. That's, they'll say, we're mechalik bo bayom. We give it out bo bayom, and they give it up on Purim itself. So you're mechalik din. You're giving the money before him, but the actual money that you gave is going to be mechalik. On Purim, you're mechalik your mitzvah 100% mehajin mehajin. And furthermore, this year, L'chora, what comes out in this Purim Meshulash, all the world has Matanos Avyonim on the same day. Everyone's going to give you Matanos Avyonim Friday morning on Yudalit. And therefore, this year, L'chora, this is a Moreno Ravader of Nevensal, said this morning that one King Mekayim is din of Matanos Avyonim. Over this year, even a Tazvav they could give to Yudal, because that's Tazvav, because all the same over here on Purim Meshulash, it's all Mekayim on the same day, and therefore you can go ahead and be Mekayim your Mitzvah, unlike other years where you're not allowed to give. Because in general, a Ben Krach has to give to a Ben Krach, a Ben Ir has to give to Ir, as it says before, in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Yutas Chaf Alf. Okay? And just to remember, someone who keeps 2 days, someone who has a suffix, who keeps 2 days, he has to give to Aniyim Matanos Avyonim on both days of Mekayim his Mitzvah. On both days this year, it's all the same day. It doesn't really matter, but in general, they would have to give on both days. Ad Kan for today.